Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to tell you when it's the right time to hire a virtual assistant and start expanding your business with helpers. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, or you just are interested in a list of the best, most profitable products for high-ticket dropshipping, go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches and get my list. It's free and it comes with a free market research guide as well, so check that out. All right, guys, so yes, you have had a business for a little while now, and you're thinking about outsourcing customer service and sales. You just don't really know, like, when's the best time to do that. You don't know if you should do it in the beginning or, you know, like, way later down the road. When is it too late? When is it too early? Basically, what it comes down to is that in the very beginning of your business, you're going to be just kind of figuring stuff out, okay? So once you get a good process down for doing certain things in your business, like order fulfillment, stock updates, and handling issues, you should make lists of how those processes work. Usually, I use Google Docs and a free video creation service called Loom.com. Loom.com. And those two combined, I can basically make a video on how to do it, and then I can break down in a checklist the steps to do it. And each of the processes can then be saved and linked to in a kind of modulated course format in a spreadsheet. And then you can give that to a virtual assistant, right? And once you have all the processes down pretty well, you can teach them how to do it and they'll do it for you. It's the best thing ever. And basically, a VA is going to cost you, like, a full-time virtual assistant in the Philippines that does customer service and sales will cost you around $500 a month, sometimes more, sometimes less. So on average, you're paying $500 a month. So if your profits are over that amount and you have a pretty good system for handling things, I would definitely highly recommend hiring a VA, because that's going to be able to take a lot of the day-to-day tasks off your plate so that you can focus more on scaling your business and working on, you know, building partnerships with suppliers and all that good stuff, as opposed to just working in the day-to-day all the time, okay? Now, I don't recommend only doing business growth and not working in the day-to-day. Even if you have a VA, I recommend being a part of the process at some level, but still, I recommend that you do it. Because over time, at some point, you're going to realize that all you're doing all day long is just the same stuff over and over again, and your business isn't growing as much as you want it to or whatever. So you need to definitely do that. I recommend a platform called Online Jobs. It's one of the easiest and most cost-effective ways to hire people. You can hire Filipino VAs for around $3 an hour starting out, and it's very, very affordable. You can also find some awesome people on there. I would recommend posting a job posting that breaks down your type of business and also the daily tasks they'll be doing. You just have to make sure that they're very proficient with speaking and writing English and business communications and things like that. You want to make sure a few other things as well, like they have a fast computer, they have a quiet homework environment, they have fast internet, and they're located in a place that isn't prone to big storms. If they're located in Manila or on the east coast of the Philippines, they're prone to the big storms. So it's always better to hire inland or on the west coast if you can. So just look at where they're located and look it on the map and see. And look at the normal trajectory of typhoons that come through the Philippines, because it can wipe out internet for a few days. And if it's in the middle of the week, then that really sucks and you have to take over everything. So at any rate, you can usually find some really great VAs. What I usually do is I run each one through a interviewing process once they've applied. And the first thing I do before I do the interview, actually, is I have them submit a short video application. So it's not just a written application, it's also video. I say, hey, just use Loom.com, make a short video so I can hear your voice and you're just applying for the job. So that'll show you that they're more serious. They're applying for your specific job and they're not just copy pasting a response template. Okay. Now, once that's done, of course, I do an actual live interview with them, or I ask them kind of the same questions over again, just to double check everything. And I kind of try to get a gauge of their attitude, because somebody with a bad attitude will often give you a weird vibe. And either it's like lazy vibe, or it's like controlling vibe, or it's maybe like too much energy vibe. But usually the way I go for it is someone who's perfectly right in the middle, who's excited to work, who has great answers and a good attitude and is a quick learner and has fast internet and you know, is really nice and friendly and isn't over controlling or overbearing, because you want somebody who is, you know, good at learning your processes, isn't coming into the business, isn't coming into the job with, you know, a mindset of, oh, I'm just going to use what I learned in my last job and apply it to this new one and kind of make things on my own. You don't want that kind of person. You want someone you can train who's, you know, coachable and trainable to do things your way. And even better, if someone comes in and they already have prior experience and using the tools that you're going to be using, like if they have experience already using Shopify, Gmail, Excel spreadsheets, using voiceover IP services, they have a good microphone is really important as well. And so you got to make sure of all this stuff when you're hiring a VA. And if you get a rockstar VA, definitely treat them well and, you know, follow up with them every single day that they're working and every single week and, you know, offer them incentives and all that good stuff. And in the Philippines, you usually pay a 13-month pay, which is kind of like their version of a bonus at the end of the year. So at the end of the year at Christmas, you just pay what you normally pay them for 1 month on addition to that month. So you pay them $1,000 if you do 500 regularly, that kind of thing. And it helps them, you know, obviously like feed their family and buy things for Christmas and stuff like that, because most of the Philippines is Christian, and so they all, you know, celebrate Christmas. So that's usually how that works. And yeah, I would definitely recommend hiring a VA, especially you know, if you have a lot of day-to-day stuff to do. Just make sure you hire right, you interview right, and you train right. You create those processes first, not just hire and then create processes, because then it can be a nightmare. And what's best to do is also to update and improve your processes as you go and you find new ways to do things. Again, just using that those three simple tools, loom.com for the videos, you can record your screen doing stuff, and then writing it down in a Google Doc and then linking to both of those things using a spreadsheet and you know, naming what the processes are for and stuff like that. It really helps the whole system and keep everything organized and stuff like that. If you guys enjoyed this episode, definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel and subscribe to the podcast, and also leave a review on the podcast. I appreciate every review I get. And if you guys want mentorship, coaching, full in-depth course on high-ticket drop shipping, and you know, even might be interested in like a done-for-you service, I have all that cool stuff on my website. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com, get more information on all that. And thank you so much for listening. I look forward to helping you become successful with high-ticket drop shipping, becoming location independent, escaping the 9-to-5, and growing your business sustainably and profitably, and living your e-commerce paradise. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.